USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump praised the profession of teaching at the National Teacher of the Year reception today. Take a listen as he announces the Teacher of the Year.
And I'm proud to continue this tradition with this year's recipient, Mandy Manning of the state of Washington. Great state. Thank you.
Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the Director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice shares her opinion on Pompeo.
Well, first of all, it's an exciting day for him, and congratulations to him, because you walk into that building and you realize all the history. And Thomas Jefferson, by the way, is your predecessor many times removed, and so it's a very exciting day. I like very much what he said about the world's greatest diplomatic corps. I think that's absolutely true. These men and women serve all over the world in the toughest of places.
Arizona teachers demanding another $1 billion in school funding have argued that their ongoing 4-day walkout is for the kids, but don't expect a pay hike to stoke student achievement. Lost in all the hubbub over this year's high-profile walkouts in Oklahoma, Kentucky, and now Arizona is a comprehensive study that shows student test scores continue to be stagnant, even though education spending has been climbing for decades. The plan for many school districts in Arizona is to head back to school tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Billy Graham lived to be 100 years old, and he lived a life without scandal, mainly because he followed the footsteps of his father in heaven with consistency. Franklin Graham has a new book out titled Through My Father's Eyes, where he discusses Reverend Graham and what it was like to be around him both in public and in private.
A lot of people think that well, a person that's well known, many times when the cameras are on them and the flashbulbs are flashing and they're smiling, and when all that's turned off, they're different people. My father was the same. In the stadiums, on television, as what we saw at home, there wasn't two people. He was just the same.
Franklin Graham also talks about death and why it's one of the topics you don't hear a lot of people discussing.
We're all getting closer and closer to that moment. The Bible says there is an appointed time of death for all of us. And then after that, the judgment. We're going to have to stand before God and give an account. There is a judgment. But that's why Christ came. He took our sins, because none of us can stand before God as sinners. But he took our sins, and he died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again, and he's coming back.
Again, the name of that book is Through My Father's Eyes, which just came out on May 1st. Senator Bernie Sanders is looking ahead to the 2020 presidential election with a proposed federal government program that guarantees all Americans a job with health insurance. Now, 50% of Americans do like that idea. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.